Hello, this is the Broadway Road Century Podcast, episode 103, May 27th, the podcast for English language students by English language students at St. Clair's Oxford. Hi, my name is Eun.
My name is Daniela.
We are students at St. Clair's Oxford. In this show, you are going to hear students from Geo3Star talk about learning a language abroad.
This is Kohei from Japan. Can you tell us about why did you come to Oxford?
Because my father and my mother want me to go learning English. And so I think Oxford is the best to study English. So I come.
Nice. Who decided to show come to England? Your mom, your father and mom?
No,
or yourself?
I did. I say.
What are your first impression of England?
What do you think was boring? Was so different from your country? Rain a lot?
Difficult. Because my country's life system is different. Mm. So, difficult for me.
Yeah. What were the most difficult things for you to get used to England? For example, cooking yourself, learning English, doing your laundry?
Yeah,
making friends.
Learning English is difficult and making friends is difficult for me because I think I am shy. So making friends is difficult.
So have you cooking yourself before?
Easy.
Okay. What do you think is the best thing about being abroad?
When I went to surfing trip near the beach, nice. I first time to go to beach. Very beautiful. Yeah.
Was your first time?
Yeah.
And what do you feel?
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you like
it? Yeah, I like. I want to live in the future.
Why? Because you never seen a beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the first.
First time?
The first time.
Yeah.
Nice, interesting. Thank you, Kohei, for...
Thank you.
Hi, this is Tsai from China.
Hello.
Could you tell me why did you come to Oxford?
Yeah, I think because my parents, they think Oxford is international student, they always come to Oxford to study. So they think Oxford is the best place to study English.
Okay. So who decided then you should come to England?
I think it's myself because I'm not good at English, so I want to go to England to improve my English.
Okay. Nice. What were your first impression of England?
I think it's a beautiful country and it's different from China. The building style and anything is different.
And the weather is different also.
Yeah, also different.
Mm-hmm. What are the most difficult things for you to get used to England?
I think it's learning English because the first time I went to England and everyone speak English very fast and I can't catch the words.
The first
time.
Or cooking for yourself, you can?
I can't, but my host memory can help me. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Do you think learning a language abroad help to make you more experienced about life?
Yes, because I can have if I learn another language, it can help me. For example, I come to England, I can use the English to speak with the English people.
Yes. It's different culture. Different life. Okay, nice. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Saud from Qatar. Hello, Saud.
Hello.
Yes. Could you tell me why did you come to Oxford?
Because Oxford, beautiful city, and there is a lot of students, and Oxford, student city.
Good. Who decided that you should come to England? Your family?
No, myself and my brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so what were your first impressions of England?
When I first time in England, I feeling lonely mm-hmm. and boring.
Yeah. But now, do you like it?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoy it now.
Okay. Do you think the weather is different in your country?
It's completely different.
Can you explain?
In my country, the weather, every year it's summer, and the degrees about 14, 40 oh, yeah. and or 50 in yeah. the summer, and in the winter, 10, 15.
Okay. So do you like it here, the winter?
Yeah.
Nice. What were the most difficult thing for you to get used to in England? For example, cooking yourself, learning English, doing your laundry?
No, the difficult things is cooking for myself and making friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But now you have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
What do you think is the best thing about being abroad?
The best thing is you can do anything for yourself.
Yeah.
You don't need anyone for help you.
Tell me, what do you think is learning a language abroad is better than in our country?
Because if you learn the language in your country, you can't learn because there is a lot of people speak Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
And here you must be speak English.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Shaolin from China.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Why did you come to Oxford?
Here to explain that, you know. In China, studying in the foreign university, a lot of teenagers dream, so me too.
So do you want to study here in
Oxford? Yeah, Oxford, Oxford University and Cambridge University.
Uh-huh.
It's famous in the Chinese, so.
Yeah. So you want to go to Cambridge University?
I want, but it's just a dream. You know, I don't think I can do it, so.
Yeah. We will see.
Okay.
Who decide that you should come to England?
Of course, it's my parents.
Why you don't
want? Yes, I want, but you know, even if my parents decide that, I think I just can go here. So.
Yes, I like it. What were your first impression of England?
My first experience, I think it's just one idea. Everything is different for with Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Everything keeps my serious. So.
What do you think is so different from all the Chinese?
You know, like the life, the food, the style of building, the people, and the school.
And the language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything is different.
Okay. Could you tell me what are the most difficult things for you to get used to England? For example, cooking for yourself or making friends?
The first time just lonely, you know, just me here and you know, in China, I always with my friend, and in the weekend I always with my parents. I never has a feeling it's lonely. So, but now I have this feeling.
Why now and not before? You say now you feel like it's lonely.
But now I make a lot of friends. I never feel lonely.
Okay, it's good. Mm. Nice. Like me. Do you think learning a language abroad is better than in our country?
Yeah, you know, in our country, our teacher always teach you how to improve your grammar, your vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not always teach you how to talk use a foreign language. But here.
Mm-hmm.
You do everything you need use a foreign language like English, but Chinese is not.
Yeah. Okay. So, do you think learning a language abroad has to make you more experienced about your life?
Yes, of course. You know, see some new things.
Mm-hmm.
See something is different for your country. Yes, it can get. You can get more culture experience. Yeah,
it's true. Good. So, thank you, Shaolin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Nicolas from Colombia. Hello.
Hi, how are you? How are you, Daniela?
Fine. So, Nicolas, can you tell us why did you come to Oxford?
First of all, I came here for two reasons. The first one is because I want to learn English, foreign language. And the other one is because between my school and university, I was waiting for this month for enjoy the life, travel, meeting people. So, first of all, two reasons.
Nice. So who decided that you should come to England? Yourself, your parents?
No, it was my decision, but my father suggested me Oxford because it's a student city. It's for the university, college, you know, the environment.
It's so famous in your country.
Oxford is have a good reputation. Oxford and Cambridge. I think in all of the world, not just in Colombia. So for me, England is the best place for study English. No, you know, the accent, or the people, and the opportunity for study English in Europe. So.
And do you think it's not so far Oxford from your country? Because you can go to the United States and New York.
Yes, it's so far. It's almost 12 hours by plane to come here. Mm-hmm. But it's good because if you miss your family or your friends or your things, you have to do everything by yourself. No, you don't need help. You don't have anybody to help you. So it's a good experience.
Nice.
For me.
Okay. I like it.
So, what are your first impression of England?
My first impression was so cold.
Yeah.
It's because I arrived in January and was was a plain winter, so it was so cold.
It was raining. It was snowing.
Was the worst. Was my first time in England.
Yeah.
So.
And have you seen the snow?
Yes. When I was a child, a lot of times. But it's really nice. I like it. Because it's different in Colombia. We don't have seasons.
Yeah.
So it's every time the same weather. Is between 30 degrees and 15 degrees. So.
So it's so different.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nice. What were the most difficult things for you to get used to in England? For example, cooking yourself, doing your language.
For me, I started speaking English. Mm-hmm. Because when I arrived, I had an idea for English, just a few words and no more, so it was a little bit difficult. Almost doing my laundry. I never have.
What happened? It was funny, no?
Yes, it was funny because I have an idea to do the laundry, but you have to learn, no?
But now you can.
Yes, of course, I can. But the first thing was the worst, so I need help.
Yeah. Okay. So, what do you think is the best thing about being abroad?
For me, the best thing is, I don't know, maybe if you come here or to go to other part, is help you to open your mind, open your culture. I don't know, for me it's most important.
And you can have here more free time, I can say.
Exactly, you have free time, you have to think about yourself, what do you want to do in the future,
you can you tell want to story. Your parents what you want to do.
To what?
To say, oh, father, can I go to the nightclub? No, you can't.
No, exactly, you have to think in your proper decisions. You don't have to ask to anybody. It's your responsibility. If you do something bad or something great, it's your decision. It's nobody have to do anything for you. So it's your responsibility. It's a big responsibility. Live alone.
For that you come here.
Exactly.
Okay, nice, Nicolas. Thank you, Daniela.
Thank you.
This is Sir from France.
Hi.
Could you tell me why this come to Oxford?
To improve my English.
Yeah, okay. So, who decided that you should come to England?
I decided by myself to come in England.
Okay, so what were your first impression of England?
What do you think? Was boring or so different?
It's more or less the same than in France or in Germany.
What were the most difficult things for you to get used to England? For example, making friends and learning English?
You live with in a resident?
In what?
In a resident.
In 388.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I just must to cook by myself.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's not so
difficult. I'm just so difficult for you.
No.
It's not your first time to cook yourself.
No. Cook all the time.
Okay.
And doing your laundry was difficult for you or making friends here in Oxford?
No, I have three brothers, so it's not so difficult.
Nice, I like it. And what do you think is the best thing about being abroad?
It's to know other people from other cultures, to learn a little bit other languages too, and to have another mentality of the things, of the culture. Yeah,
that's true.
Do you think learning a language abroad helps to make you more experienced about your life?
Yeah, of course, for my work. I need to speak English because I'm working in a hotel, so I need to speak very good English.
And after Oxford, you're going to university or directly to?
Directly to work.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you for listening. For more information or to leave a comment or question about the show, please check our show note at bowerroad.podomatic.com.
So, big, number? The beautiful? 違う. difficult for me.
Yeah. Sorry, hi, this is Siri from Germany. Wait, but you say that you live in German. Okay, forget.
Okay.
Hi.
Oh, pizza. Take it easy.
So, what was the question?
Okay.
Again. So, can you tell us why did you come to Oxford?
What? why did I come to Oxford? We already did it.
He's crying.
Yeah, I know.